Number 16. Several new denominations of Protestant churches developed as a result of the Reformation. Explain what led to the creation of the Anglican Church. A. Different beliefs about the importance of the Bible led to the creation of the Anglican Church. B. Henry VIII's reluctance to share power with Catholic leaders motivated him to found a new Protestant denomination, Anglicism. C. The Archbishop of Canterbury's role as interpreter of the Bible led to dissent among Catholics and ultimately the development of the Anglican Church. D. Different beliefs about the importance of salvation and worship led to the development of the Anglican Church. Number 17. The Protestant churches that developed out of the Reformation had unique differences and similarities. What is one thing Lutheran, Calvinist, and Anglican churches had in common? A. A belief in seven sacraments, baptism, Eucharist, confirmation, etc. B. A belief in the Bible's authority as opposed to the authority of a clergy member. C. A belief in following the church's rules, strict discipline is key to salvation. D. A belief in using Latin as opposed to the vernacular. Number 18. Protestantism is credited with having significant influence on the development of democracy. Which of the following is an example of how the Reformation laid the groundwork for this form of government? A. Religious belief gave monarchs divine authority. B. Religious belief blended with nationalism. C. Protestant leaders were elected rather than appointed. D. Catholic leaders responded to the calls for reform. Number 19. Identify which clergy member would have been most likely to say the following. You must take all the sacraments, believe in God, and do good works in order to reach salvation. A. An Anglican priest. B. A Catholic priest. C. A Lutheran minister. D. A Calvinist minister. All right, now we have our extended responses. It says choose and respond to one prompt of your choice. Please write your answer in the box on the back of your grade cam sheet. Option number one, you've read about humanism, the philosophy at the heart of the Renaissance. Humanists studied the natural world and believed in the worth and value of every person. Humanism influenced Renaissance thought and creativity, including painting, sculpture, astronomy, and anatomy. A. List on your paper two elements of Renaissance culture from the list below. Painting, sculpture, architecture, astronomy, anatomy. B. Explain how humanism influenced each of your two choices. For each, give an example that supports your explanation. That's option one. Option two, take on the role of one of the individuals listed below. Michelangelo, Queen Elizabeth I, Nicholas Copernicus, Leonardo da Vinci. Write a first-person account of your life. In this short autobiography, include A. A statement about your background. B. An explanation of where you live and how living there affects you. C. A description of at least one of your achievements. D. An explanation of why you're proud of your achievements. That was option number two. Option number three. In this unit, you read about three Protestant sects. Create a Venn diagram like the one shown, with each circle representing one of the sects. Lutheranism, Calvinism, and Anglicanism. I can't say that word. Anglicanism. Sorry. Part A. In the space shared by all three circles, so that would be that space in the very middle, identify two similarities shared by all three religious groups. In the part of each circle that does not overlap with another, write two facts about that sect that are not shared by the other two.